Joining us is our wandering friend, Larry Weber, for our weekend outdoor segment. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. This will be probably our last time. I don't know, maybe again next week, but probably our last time that I'll be on the road. We plan to be heading back north. I spoke last time from southwest Missouri in the hills. This week, I'm about in the center of the state, but still in Missouri, and absolutely spectacular morning. But once again, we had a week that can only be described with one word as far as weather goes, and that is wow. You know, for a moment, I'm not going to talk about the snow up north. I'm just going to talk about the conditions in this area. It was absolutely amazing. We had hard, strong winds up to 100 mile an hour. There was hard rain. There was hail, golf ball-sized hail. There were several tornado watches and tornado warnings. Of course, all that was followed by flood watches and flood warnings, some of which are still going on today. So absolutely amazing. One day we had 85 degrees. By the next evening, it was in the 30s. So absolutely amazing April weather. Now, to talk about up north, that is another whole chapter in itself. Again, very amazing. I am a baseball fan, and in the world of baseball, we watch the statistics very carefully. And you probably heard, you know, various records of different players. And all my years of watching baseball, I always thought that there were a few records that would never get broken. A good example was Babe Ruth's home run record. Well, it got broken. Then there was Ty Cobb's hit record. Oh, it got broken. Then there was Lou Gehrig's consecutive game record. Oh, it got broken. So all these were records that most experts years ago thought never would get broken. Well, the reason I mention all that is because there was a record in Duluth just a couple days ago that got broken that I never thought would get broken, and that was the amount of snow recorded in April. Way back in 1950, there was a very snowy April of a little over 31 inches. And since the average for April in the Duluth area is 7, nobody thought that record would ever get broken. Well, guess what? This got broken. And not only did it get broken, but it got shattered. It got shattered. The weather statistics for this morning say that April is over 41 inches. So if you're going to break a record, break it by far. That's exactly what happened. The other record of note was that in that same year, 1950, there was February, March, and April put together had over 68 inches of snow. Once again, a record no one came close to. But that got shattered again this week with now those 3 months this year had to be 18 inches more than that, up to 86, and we still have time for more. So, wow, what an amazing April. Now, along with that, it's been very cool. There was a record tied a couple of days ago of 8 degrees for a low, and then there was a record set this morning at the Weather Service of 12 degrees, the old record being 14 for this date. Now, it's not unusual there would be records tied and broken when it comes to temperatures, but in recent years, all of those, no exceptions, all of those have been for warm temperatures. So to have a record set for a cool temperature has been quite unusual. As I said, for this whole month, we have an average temperature of 30 degrees. This compares to a normal of 40 degrees. So, wow, what happened now? You want to make it even more amazing? Compare it to last year.
Yeah, no kidding.
Last year in April, there was virtually no snow the whole month. So, yes, things are weird. However, down here, yes, spring is happening. There is one statistic that is consistent, and it tells us that it won't last forever, and that is the days keep getting longer. We are approaching now 14 hours of daylight, and sooner or later, it will break. If you take a look at any of the weather maps, you'll see that the jet stream is way south, and that's what's really causing all this. We had a beautiful clear night last night. We had a waxing quarter moon, and it got chilly here, too. It got down into 30s, but nothing quite like what you have there. Lots of migration going on. This morning on a walk, I saw mockingbird, brown thrasher, and catbird. Now, all three of those are in a group of birds called the mimic thrushes, and they sing all sorts of songs that often repeat. That's why the mockingbird is called mockingbird. And they're very common down here, a state bird of several states. And it was just terrific to see those. Also seeing swallows feeding on insects, warblers also feeding on insects. And that doesn't happen up north until a little later. The early migrants are those that can feed on other things other than insects, whether it be seeds or whether it be various prey of larger type. But the insect eaters are the later migrants, mm-hmm. and I have been seeing those here. So that's always a good sign. In addition to that, there still is plenty in bloom. Since we last spoke, I saw lots more wildflowers. I ended up seeing in the Ozark country about 50 kinds in bloom, and then many trees are in bloom. Right now, once again, this morning out on a walk, I saw dogwood in bloom. I saw redwood and redbud in bloom. I saw several kinds of the ornamentals that are growing in people's yards, like Bradford pear and forsythia and so forth. All those are in bloom as well. So, yes, the spring is really coming. And if we can just wait for a while, it will be here. However, I have to pass this on back to 1950. That year that I told you about, where the record was set for the greatest amount of snow in April. Well, guess what? They had a sizable amount of snow in May as well.
Oh.
So I just have to pass that on.
Oh, you did.
I have to look it up. I have to look it up exactly, but it was something like 10 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
Well, take care. Spring will come, and I am certainly looking forward to seeing it in the North Country.
According
to the weather statistics this morning, Duluth has a snowpack of 28 inches. My neighbors were saying that there's a pretty close to that amount on the ground at my house as well. So that's what I get to come home to. All right. Take care. Thank you for calling, and have a beautiful day.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. That was Larry Weber. He's a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school and was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.